The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. What if I told you that the entire Democrat Party has met its match with a simple sombrero and a fake mustache? In the past 72 hours, we've witnessed the complete meltdown of the Democrat Party's messaging machine, and it all started with President Trump posting this.
Look, guys, there's no way to sugarcoat it. Nobody likes Democrats anymore. We have no voters left because of all of our woke trans bullshit. Not even black people want to vote for us anymore. Even Latinos hate us. So we need new voters. And if we give all these illegal aliens free health care, we might be able to get them on our side so they can vote for us. They can't even speak English, so they won't realize we're just a bunch of woke pieces of shit, you know, at least for a while until they learn English and they realize they hate us too.
Gang, make sure to stick them at the very end of this video because we're going to discover this isn't just about funny memes. What we're seeing is a seismic shift in how political warfare is conducted in America, and all the data proves Republicans are winning hands down. You're going to absolutely love this. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you're making happen all over the world. So if you want a front row seat on how you are changing the world in ways you never even imagined, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. For decades, the Democrats maintained a monopolistic control over the national narrative. Now, they were, of course, helped by the legacy media and what's known as advocacy journalism, where so-called reporting got weaponized into a means of political and social activism. So this is why the legacy media has a pre-scripted and common template for virtually all the issues they cover. And the key purpose for such coverage has been to frame liberal progressive is always on the side of good, and conservatism is always on the side of evil. But that left-wing narrative monopoly has finally met its match. And whoever would have imagined that that defeat would come in the hands of a simple and hilariously goofy meme?
Bigotry will get you nowhere. We are fighting to protect the health care of the American people in the face of an unprecedented Republican assault.
Now, of course, the White House is having a field day with this. They were playing the Hakeem Jeffries sombrero meme on loop in the White House briefing room, along with mariachi music blasting in the background. It was absolutely hilarious, and it sent the left-wing media into a total and complete meltdown. Take a look at this.
Childish. It is crass. It is vulgar. It's, of course, unpresidential. It's dumb. Leader Jeffries is pictured wearing a sombrero and a fake mustache. While Schumer goes about making a fake speech he never actually said or delivered. Mike Johnson doesn't know if a picture of Leader Hakeem Jeffries donning a sombrero and a mustache is or is not racist.
Now, the beauty about the internet is that it's forever. That same lying, deceiving Nicole Wallace said this about Gavin Newsom posting memes about Trump.
This untapped power that Gavin Newsom, I think, is tapping into. I mean, they're just freaking out. They have entire panels dedicated to deciding whether it's, you know, beneath the stature of an elected official to tweet the things Gavin Newsom's tweeting. The whole notion that the right is an absolute puddle of snowflakes has been exposed by Gavin Newsom.
So I get it. It's called advocacy journalism, right? When Democrats do it, it's good. When Republicans do it, it's bad. I got it. That's what passes as serious political commentary among the borderline illiterates over at MSNBC like Nicole Wallace. And that, of course, is what once passed as the monopolistic narrative of the legacy media's pro-Democrat advocacy journalism. Those days are now officially over. Memes are the future. And we're going to see how they're a future that has already completely devastated the Democrat Party in a way from which there is absolutely no recovery. But speaking of the future, you know, this channel is all about empowering conservatives, both young and old, to take control of our futures, both politically and financially. And there's simply no better way for you to see your finances flourish than with investing in crypto like Bitcoin and Ethereum. Now, I get it. If you're like me, it's the volatility that intimidates you, right? The extreme highs are great, but what about the equally extreme lows? Well, guess what, gang? Your experience of that volatility is now officially a thing of the past. Meet Block Trust IRA. They have a super AI system that Bitcoin Magazine has named the number one crypto technology platform in the entire world. That's among 1,500 global competitors. And what that super AI system does is it works 24/7 to analyze global market data, and it predicts with uncanny accuracy the highs and the lows of crypto volatility. So Block Trust IRA sells at the highs, and then they buy up again at the lows, which mitigates the volatility, all the while you stand to make incredible gains. So that's why I'm a proud client of Block Trust IRA. I have my own account with them, and gang, I can honestly tell you, I absolutely love them. Their mission perfectly aligns with President Trump's Make America Great Again agenda, smashing down the barriers between loyal patriots and the financial freedom you deserve, helping true Americans build impressive wealth in Trump's historic economic boom. So it really doesn't matter what position in life you are. Are you a truck driver? Are you a small business owner? Are you a teacher or you're retiree? It doesn't matter. This is your chance to finally get into the crypto market, but now with AI mitigating your volatility risk. So what are you waiting for? Click on that link below right now or visit TurleyTalksCrypto.com and find out how they can help you like they did for me. Join the Trump financial revolution. It's finally giving forgotten Americans access to the greatest crypto wealth opportunity in history. And for a limited time, the best part is they're actually offering my viewers up to $2,500 in bonus crypto when you open up an account with them. They're absolutely amazing. Don't wait on this. Crypto created 80,000 new millionaires last year. Why not you next? Visit TurleyTalksCrypto.com. That's TurleyTalksCrypto.com. What's so interesting here is that memes are now actually a field of study in the academy, and a very fruitful one at that. They provide profound insights into our unique political moment. The Notre Dame professor Dan Baldino has observed that memes are the new manifestos. That's what he calls them. Memes are the new manifestos, meaning that memes are able to package complex political ideas into easily understood visual formats that spread far faster than traditional speeches or written out political platforms. And so the key here is that memes are not peripheral to the political debate today. They're not silly. They're not trivial. They are actually central to how we discuss and share politics today. As the Sobrero memes are proving, they represent a fundamental shift on how political battles are being fought. As much as the legacy media may hate it, memes have become central to political debates rather than sidebar commentary. They are today integral to serious political discourse, with adults in their 30s, 40s, and 50s now regularly using memes to communicate, receive, and disseminate political information. And it is driving the left crazy. Take a look at this utterly hilarious reaction from Senator Amy Klobuchar.
What else has he done in response to our serious, serious request to have negotiations? He posts a deep fake video with sombreros in it, and he thinks that's funny. This isn't funny to the American people who are starting to get their premium bills right now. Then today it's the Grim Reaper with himself in a video that is just, again, completely, he thinks this is funny. He thinks that people are going to joke about this. I promise you, they're not. They are seeing their premiums double right now. So why is this something we're standing up for now?
Now, what makes that even more hilarious is that Klobuchar could not possibly be more wrong. The objective data reveals that millions upon millions of people, as evidenced by the 3.8 million views on Instagram alone of that meme, they find those memes absolutely hilarious. And they share them. They go viral. And meme psychology proves all this, again, because of the Democrats' wokeness, because of their propensity toward being offended. The Democrats end up like, you know, Sideshow Bob repeatedly stepping on meme rakes that are smacking their faces. The last thing you do in response to a viral meme is get offended by it. Because then what happens? You only end up encouraging more memes. That's why Hakeem Jeffries and Klobuchar's angry responses, this is racism, this is bigotry, only ended up getting turned into more memes. And that's because memes, first and foremost, expose the very Democrat traits that so many people so utterly detest and dislike. Democrats are largely seen rightly as humorless, as easily offended, as overly prone to virtue signaling. So memes expose the very Democrat traits that people despise. Secondly, memes reveal Democrat dishonesty. So memes mock how Democrats feign outrage on behalf of the American people. All the while, we all know they're running cover for a bunch of illegal migrants. And thirdly, memes highlight the extreme cultural disconnect between the people and the permanent political class. Memes expose that the Democrats live in their own cultural bubble. They're unable to engage with humor. They're unable to get the joke that so many millions are getting and laughing at. And so what meme culture shows is that Republicans have their finger solidly on the pulse of America culturally in the Trump era, despite Democrats traditionally having Hollywood celebrities, screenwriters, and the legacy media. And unfortunately for the Democrats, it's only going to get worse. If they ignore the memes, they allow the Republicans to control the conversation. If they respond seriously and angrily to the memes, they only end up looking like the humorless hypocrites the memes expose them to be. And if they try to meme back, they look desperate and pathetic because the left can't meme because you have to have humor to meme. So Amy Klobuchar's press conference, for example, proves that they've chosen, frankly, the worst of those three options. Humorless virtue signaling that only ends up generating more hilarious meme content. The sombrero memes aren't just funny. They represent the complete transformation of American political combat. While Democrats cling to outdated messaging strategies, Republicans have weaponized the internet's native language. And the data is clear. Memes increase political engagement, memes trigger emotional responses, and memes shape voter behavior, all in the Republicans' favor. President Trump isn't just trolling. He's conducting advanced psychological warfare using the most powerful communication tool of the digital age. And based on the Democrats' meltdown, it's working perfectly. The question isn't whether memes will decide future elections. It's whether Democrats will figure out how to fight back before it's too late. So what do you guys think? What are some of your favorite memes? Let us know in the comments section below. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else. Love you guys. God bless. Do you want to ask me your biggest questions and maybe win free merch while you're at it? Well, join my Courageous Patriot Club and be part of the uncensored Monday night Q&A, all for only $10 a month at turley.pub/club.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.